10 years ago, Anwar Aslan was a senior officer in the Syrian government forces. Now, the former colonel is starting a life sentence for crimes against humanity. Convicted by a German court of multiple counts of murder, torture and sexual violence, all carried out during his time in charge of the Al-Khatib prison near Damascus.
The defendant was a part of a system. At his instigation, thousands of civilians were brutally tortured. He's also responsible for a murder of at least 27 people. The evidence we put forward proved that unambiguously.
Raslan defected to the Syrian opposition in 2012, before eventually coming to Germany 2 years later, where he was granted asylum. It was only in 2018 that police began checking out his story. When they realized the extent of his crimes, they decided to prosecute.
In bringing this case, the German authorities have invoked the principle of universal jurisdiction, effectively saying that some crimes are so serious that it doesn't matter where they take place, nor does it matter that the victims and perpetrators are not German. What matters is that justice be done.
Outside the court on Thursday, relatives of victims of those killed in Syria gave their reaction to the verdict.
We were actually expecting this verdict, and were of course hoping that this would be the verdict. Of course, this doesn't bring back our loved ones and doesn't get our loved ones out of prison. We have to keep talking about it and keep reminding the world that there are still a lot of people in Syrian prisons.
Human rights campaigners welcomed the sentence.
I think it's quite okay for the survivor, the Syrian who are affected with this crime. So I hope that this sentence and this verdict will be a strong base for future work.
Anwar Aslan was not the first former member of the Syrian government forces to be jailed in Germany. And if the government here continues its prosecuting drive against those it suspects of war crimes there, he seems unlikely to be the last. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.
Well, Patrick Croker is the lawyer representing the joint plaintiffs in the Anwar Aslan case. He's also a senior legal advisor with the European Centre for Constitutional and Human Rights. He joins us live now from Koblenz in Germany. And it's good to have you with us, Patrick. You represented the victims of torture. What does this verdict mean for them? What have they told you?
Well, it's an amazingly important day for them. We have been working for this for a long time together with activists, other lawyers, but of course, mainly the victims of this case who have really been on the front line and are really, in my eyes, the heroes of this case. Today we had the confirmation that everything that we heard as evidence has been credible. The court grounded its decision on this evidence, including the testimony of the victims I represent. We have a confirmation that what's happening in Syria are crimes against humanity. And so it's definitely a very important step forward.
Do they feel that justice has been done in this case?
I think justice for these kind of crimes can never be done. The crimes are too horrific for that. We can always only have an approximation to justice. What this represents is a step, and it's not even a huge step, but what is important is that it is a step in the right direction. And I think the direction is what matters here. We need to continue with these steps so that we get ever closer to justice, which, again, we will probably never achieve because the crimes have been too massive.
And so if this is the first step, what is the next step then to help the victims who have undergone these horrific crimes? What's happens next, because Germany has this very specific ability to prosecute crimes which occurred outside of the territory. Is this something that you would like to see happen in other countries worldwide?
Absolutely. There will be other trials in Germany. There is already one that will start in a week from now against Ala M, a former doctor in a military hospital in Homs in Syria. But as you rightly said, we really want also other countries to step in. Universal jurisdiction is a principle in international law. So every country in the world can, in theory, prosecute these crimes. And that's what we hope for. And what we also hope for is that there are more arrest warrants like we have already, for example, against Jamil Hassan, head of the Syrian Air Force Intelligence, or Ali Mamlouk, against people that are still in Syria and that, and this is important to mention, are still committing these crimes today. These are the steps that must follow, and we will definitely not stop here, but we will pursue these steps.
Do you worry that this case will, and this verdict rather, won't be accepted globally, because we have seen on the international level any efforts to try and rein in this conflict, to rein in these abuses ongoing, do tend to get vetoed by China, Russia, and so on?
Yes, absolutely. That's the reason why the International Criminal Court couldn't get active. And I'm not expecting, you know, the Syrian or Iranian government, you know, to follow up on extradition requests, for example, for these criminals. However, what we have now is we have a verdict that is based on 2 years of extensive evidence hearing, evidence that was presented to a panel of five judges that was questioned by the accused and his defense lawyers. And we have that as the foundation now for a verdict that will comprise several hundreds of pages stating in detail what has happened in Syria. And that, I mean, politically cannot be done away with.
Let me just ask one final question. The accused in this case, he has been found guilty. Did he express any remorse? And would that have made a difference to the your clients, the people you're representing?
I'm sorry, I had a problem technically here. Could you briefly repeat the question?
I'm sorry, I was just asking, in terms of what happened in courts and the verdict was read out, was there any remorse shown? And would that have changed anything for the clients that you're representing, the victims of this torture?
Absolutely, it would have, and absolutely not. There was not a sign of remorse for this, unfortunately. We have appealed to Anwar R. on several occasions to reveal the truth and what he knows about the Syrian torture system. What we have gotten, what the victims have gotten from him instead, was a very general finger pointing towards everyone in the hierarchy above him and everybody in the hierarchy beneath him, but really claiming that he had hardly any responsibility at all. And this has not only been contradicted to an amazing degree by the evidence that we have heard, it was also an insult to our clients who have really risked a lot in order to file these claims, etc. And I think an admission of guilt, and especially also revealing the truth about what he knows about this torture system, would have made a difference. But we have gotten, as I said, quite the opposite.
OK, well, Patrick Croker, we do thank you for joining us here on the NewsHour. Thank you very much indeed for putting forward the case from your clients, and hopefully this will be one step towards closure for them.
Thank you very much.